You're tuned in to Lou and House Smarts Radio. Today's Home and Garden Show is sponsored by A Garden Guy Landscaping, designing and installing dream landscapes. Now back to Lou, House Smarts Radio, and 720 WGN.
Every rose has its thorn.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini. All right, spring is the time to start anew, right? And right now, I want to talk a little bit about the outdoor space in your home. And this continues to be a huge trend. We're using more of that space. You're already paying for it. There's all kinds of stuff you can buy at the stores. So, oh, I want a fire pit. Oh, I want this. I want that. And then you start plugging it all in, and it just doesn't make any sense. Having someone have a plan for you and understand what it is you want to do can make it more enjoyable, can make it worth more from a value-added proposition, and just be more fun to be in. Joining me on the phone line is Matthew Malinsky, who is the owner of A Garden Guy Landscaping, and this is exactly what they do. Matt, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me.
We have spoken before, and you guys really pride yourself in creating a beautiful design and really kind of creating a space that people can enjoy top to bottom. I mean, I think that that's so critical. Talk to me a little bit about the services that you provide at A Garden Guy Landscaping.
Exactly. At A Garden Guy, we really pride ourselves in having a plan for our customers. So you kind of mentioned that earlier, that there's so many different options now that are, you know, people can put into their backyard, from fire pits to seat walls to, you know, outdoor structures. And you know, we really pride ourselves in being able to meet with the customer, taking a yard that maybe they haven't been using, you know, as much as they'd like to, and creating an overall plan that they're going to get the most enjoyment out of.
Yeah. You know, I think there's a lot of people listening that, you know, maybe have landscapers, you know, that may come and cut the grass and, you know, do the seeding in the fall cleanup. And many of them like, oh, yeah, we can do a design for you. And they might, I mean, you guys really focus on this outdoor space. You're not going to come and cut the grass. You're not going to do that. But you're going to create this beautiful setting that that can include patios and pergolas and outdoor kitchens, all that kind of stuff, but have it work in harmony, right?
Exactly. And what we try to avoid is that, you know, we don't just come in and put in a 10 by 10, 20 by 20 patio,
right?
That we understand what the grander plan is. And that's so important when you get started, to make sure that you have a plan for exactly what you want, not only in the short term, but in the long term.
I know you've been doing this for quite some time, and I have to imagine that you have some, you know, some stories about where you've done this, right? And then you get clients coming back to you saying, Matt, oh my gosh, we so enjoy, you know, everything that you did, and people are just getting more out of their homes because of this outdoor living.
Exactly. That's the reason why, when you are trying to get the most out of your backyard, that include all of the potential that exists. And we're seeing people putting pergolas and then putting in gazebos. They want to run electrical because eventually they want to put a TV in the backyard.
Right.
You know, there's audio, visual things that people can use. So you want to make sure that all those things are discussed, that that plan is in place before the project even begins.
You know, I'm sure we've got lots of people listening that, you know, have different size backyards, right? And so it isn't, you're able to take, you know, if someone has a small, maybe they live in the city and they've got a smaller backyard, you can devise a plan. Like if they said, you know what, Matt, I got this backyard. It's just not, I need something. And it's a smaller, you can work on both small and larger projects, correct? Depending on the size of that backyard.
Absolutely. We work anywhere from, you know, Lincoln Park to Northwest suburbs to even further out into Lake County. So the types of projects that we take on really vary in size. And, you know, everybody's backyard has some potential to make it more usable, more friendly, and more enjoyable.
And do you, if someone hires A Garden Guy Landscaping, are you able to essentially help them, you know, soup to nuts, meaning that you'll come in and create a design and, you know, Yeah, I would like a patio, and yes, I would like a little electrical run, and yes, I would like some lighting. In other words, whether you do this work yourself or then sub it out to other people, they can come to you as like the single point of contact to say, oh, I like this guy, Matt, and I like what he's got for me, and he's just going to handle it all. I mean, I think that's such a secret sauce, right, to be able to say, you're my guy, make my outdoor living space so much better than it is right now.
Exactly. And that's why we really try to make it more of a collaborative effort. You know, the first thing that we do when we meet on the property is we discuss all the things that not only are they interested in right now, but the things that they may want in the future.
Yeah.
And then from there, you know, we have a bunch of exchanges back and forth, you know, pictures that are inspirations for them, things that they would like to see in their backyard. Then we go through the design process. And it could take a, you know, a few revisions back and forth about what they like or what they want to see or what else they want to add. And then by the end, they have a product that they know that they're going to use and that they're going to be happy with for many years.
Yeah. I know that trends change, but, you know, you've been doing this a while. Like, what is the most common thing that people come to you say? You know, do they come with an idea like, man, I would really like a fire pit, or man, I would really like, you know, to be able to put an outdoor TV? Like, what are some of the questions or things that people are desiring to get out of their backyard?
Sure. Fire pits were very hot for a long time, and they still are. But the biggest request we're seeing now is shade. People want coverage. You know, they want, for a long time, everybody wanted a pergola, which is great. But the trend is sort of moving more towards gazebos or pergolas that are louvered and they could open and close. So people seem to want more of the outdoor room than just an outdoor space.
Yeah. So I've seen those like pergolas where it's a beautiful wood pergola, but then there's like a retractable shade, right, where you can open it up on a beautiful fall day where maybe you want that sun. But certainly we're all concerned with the effects of the sun on our skin and whatnot, and that just makes that whole space more usable for a longer period of time.
Exactly. And that's where then you could get into adding a television, adding sound. So having a covered top, whether it's a louvered top or whether it's a gazebo or, you know, more of a three season room, it just opens up so many more opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And do you get involved? Like, do you have people saying, boy, I want to sit out here, and you talk about the audio visual. I want to sit out here and watch the football games, you know, in the fall and even early winter, where you can even come up with ways to keep them warm when they're out there outside?
Yes. There's ways of adding heaters directly. You know, some people have the space heaters that goes back to, you know, some people want to have a fire pit or even an outdoor fireplace. But then there's electrical heaters that can be installed as well.
Yeah, that's so cool. So cool. Matthew Malinsky is the owner of A Garden Guy Landscaping. If you're looking for someone, you know, soup to nuts to help you change your outdoor living and make it something really spectacular and add real value to your home, these are people to definitely call. Matt, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like to engage your services?
Sure. They can reach me at 224-676-0222. You can visit our website. It's www.thegardenguylandscaping.com.
Give me that phone number one more time.
Sure. 224-676-0222.
Matthew Malinsky, the owner of A Garden Guy Landscaping. I hope you're super busy this year. And I just think outdoor spaces, when it's done correctly, is just such a, it's just such an awesome thing to enjoy throughout the year. And I really appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning.
Well, thank you. We appreciate being on.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 857-557-4. Lou is our phone number. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.